Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Rack Runners podcast. If you are new to the podcast, this is a podcast where we talk about everything to do with like flipping things on Amazon or eBay for a profit. You can either make it a side hustle, you can make it a full-time income like myself, and I know a lot of other people that do it full-time and are doing it successfully. So it's whether you want to take that extra trip, you want to actually get out of the 9-to-5 and the rat race, and because you're just sick and tired of it, or you just want to have extra income to live a little bit more comfortable within your household. This podcast is going to help you do that and help you diversify your bonds, basically, on like Dave Chappelle says. And basically, hopefully, just get more money and get whatever kind of lifestyle and whatever comfort lifestyle that you want, because you can achieve it. It's very achievable and it's not very hard. Easy money is very easy to come by. Making an extra $2,000-$3,000 a month is very, very simple, and it's almost like a no-brainer. And I've kind of learned that as my progression in eBay and Amazon goes on further and further on, just how easy it is to make extra money. And not just extra, you know, $500, extra $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 is very, very easy. And I kind of want to help everyone do that. And that's more so my motivation. I try making podcasts whenever I have time. Lately, I haven't had very much time, but today I'm going to sit down and record a couple podcasts in advance for you guys. So hopefully you guys come back and you can listen to multiple podcasts here coming up in the next couple of days. So today's podcast is going to talk about what am I doing, you know, where am I at in my reselling journey, reselling career, or reselling business, however you want to look at it. Also, you know, I have a really big trip coming up this week, which I'm going to touch on, and hopefully it opens up a little bit of your guys' eyes into what exactly is possible when it comes to reselling and how much, how free you can live your life. I mean, it's really, truly incredible on how free your life can be. More so on Amazon, and I'll get into that just in a couple seconds. On eBay, it takes a little bit more of your time, and you got to be kind of localized or centralized in a central location to ship out your orders, basically. So let's get right into what am I doing this next week. So this next week, I currently live in North Carolina, and I am traveling to Ohio, which is a couple states away. It's about a 9-to-10-hour drive just getting there. And then I am going through Ohio. I am also going to Indianapolis, Indiana, and that is for book sales. I recently started selling at Amazon, selling books, textbooks, whatever you want to, whatever kind of books that really sell on Amazon. But I have recently started doing that. I have about 500 books in inventory right now. Just recently, my best day I had at $300. But consistently, it's around, you know, $75 to $100 a day that I am making on Amazon for books. Now, that is gross. That is not net. They do take a pretty good chunk of your fees. But basically, I used it as a, it's kind of testing the waters as a, you know, a way to see if selling books on Amazon would even work, right? And it definitely does. So now I am on the journey to create more income on Amazon because of the fact that all you do is ship your stuff into Amazon and it sells and they ship it out for you. It's very, very easy. There's no pictures to be done like eBay. There is no, you know, you don't have to be tied down to shipping out your items unless you sell and fulfilled by merchant. Which I do with that as well. Luckily, I have a girlfriend that stays back usually because she has school and she helps me out, ship out my packages. So if you do want to be like 100% free, I recommend doing only Amazon. But if you do like to live in a centralized location and be around your product and your inventory, and you are willing to put in a little more work, eBay is a very viable option for you to create that extra revenue stream and kind of diversify your bonds like Dave Chappelle says, right? On a very funny episode of Dave Chappelle. So with that being said, like I said, I am going to Ohio. I am first starting off in Dayton, Ohio, I think. I have about 5 or 6 stops. They do have a lot of book sales there, which I'm kind of surprised about. They have so many book sales, but they have one about every single day. I'm going there. I'm thrifting on my way there and thrifting throughout the whole trip. And then I'm going to be thrifting on my way back on the 9th. They have a couple good book sales there. So if you are there and you do see me, if you do follow my Instagram channel, please say hello. And if you don't follow my Instagram channel, please go follow that. That's at the Rack Runners as well. RACK_runners, RACK_runners. If you do see me, just say hello. I know this is podcast is growing, so there might be someone out there that goes to book sales as well, and you might see me. So that'd be super cool. But so I just want to bring that to you guys, your attention, that you can go through different states and make good money. I've done the homework. You kind of have to see if the book sales are big enough to be worth it, right? The first book sale I'm going to only has 6,000 books. The second one of that day is 30 minutes away and it has 7,000 books. So around 13,000 books on day one. Day two, I actually have two sales going on there, I think, as well. And that's around 20,000 books. And day three, on the 9th, I have a book sale that's 125,000 books. And then another one that day that is 40,000 books. So that is going to be a very, very lucrative day. I think that I'm going to be overall coming in contact with about 250 potential books. And I am kind of a math person when it comes to seeing, weighing out my options. And even if I don't even if I get a half of 1%, I'm going to come back with 750 books, which hopefully that fits in my car or my truck and, along with everything else that I'm probably going to be getting. And if I do that, and it's an average of $7 or $11 per book, which is that's kind of like my minimum, $10.85 is my minimum due to Amazon's fees. It's going to be a very lucrative day. It's going to be over $8,000 for a weekend of thrifting and going to book sales. And that's just on Amazon. That's not covering my eBay finds that I'm going to be getting at local thrift stores and Goodwills. So if you think about it, there is money to be made. And if you do it full time, you get a tax break for every single mile that you go. If you don't know, please get the app Mile IQ. It will track all of your mileage for you. And I believe everyone gets 50 cents per mile. I'm not an accountant, so don't 100% guarantee that. But that's what I get. I'm pretty sure every state is the same. I'm not too sure. So again, please contact your local accountant to kind of get that all in place. So hopefully I have a $7,000 weekend for myself just in books, that or $8,000 weekend. That would be it. Awesome for me. So, but basically what I'm doing right now is trying to push it as fast as I can and as hard as I can. I'm going to be setting up at the local college here when semester ends, hopefully. And I'm really going to try pushing books. I got a local, actually I got an online source called eFlip. It's a way that you can kind of sit at home and get books. It's a little bit more cash intensive, but you can do it out of the luxury of your own home, which is amazing in itself, because us resellers, we kind of get sick and tired of traveling. I know I'm saying I'm going to go to Dayton, Ohio, 10 hours away, in Indianapolis, you know, and my travels are going to be a couple days long. But if you can also squeeze in some online arbitrage or online book flipping or whatever you can do online, it really increases the time when you're not thrifting or searching for products. You can be doing it from the luxury of your own home and getting more capital, basically, and growing your capital. That's the name of this game. A lot of people don't have a lot of capital when it comes to the end of the year. And capital is, you know, what's going to make your business either succeed or totally fail at the end of the year or at the end of 3 years, whatever. I know a high percentage of businesses go out of business. And the same thing is just like brick and mortar business when it comes to online sales as well. You don't have the heavy amount of overhead, but you still do have to have enough capital to pay your taxes, to pay you, pay your bills. And if you do have employees, to pay them as well. So that's something that's going on for me over the weekend. Hopefully I really, really do good. And hopefully you guys do good as well. And always keep in the back of your mind that you can travel and make money doing this, guys. I have a truck. It's not the best in gas, but the 50 cents per mile covers the gas and covers any maintenance that I do have. I made sure when I got a new truck that it was covered lifetime for all of the expenses, i.e. tire rotations, oil changes, all that good stuff, all the drivetrain is covered in the maintenance. So that's totally free for me. And that frees up a lot of opportunity for me not to have to worry about that $60, $70, $80. And I had a Volkswagen before this, and it was actually almost $100 oil change because I just didn't feel like doing it myself. So put all those options into account. I do want to kind of tell you guys about a couple things that I really do recommend you get if you do decide to go ahead and start your online reselling journey. If you are doing books, I really highly recommend BookSaleFinder.com. They have all the book sales on there that are promoted on there, at least. Now, books, libraries do have their own book sales that they don't promote. So I do recommend you call around to other libraries. I don't do that very much just because I don't have the time to sit down and call a lot of libraries. I'm either trying to source, make a podcast, or do something else on Instagram. That ties up a lot of my time. So please get BookSaleFinder.com. That'll really help you if you do decide to sell books online. Also, you need a scanner if you are going to do that. I have the Opticon 2006. That really speeds up my process. I also have an eYoYo for my girlfriend. That's just going to be one that's a really basic, kind of clunkier, bigger scanner, but they both do work. If you do have $200, I really recommend the Opticon 2006 or the 2002. But again, they are $200. And if you don't want to spend that, you can get the eYoYo for very cheap, for about $50 to get that one. And you can source them both on Amazon and have them arrive within 2 days. Sometimes a day, depending on where you live. All right. So if you are going to also do books on Amazon, you have to have an sourcing software to where you can scan the books. What one I recommend is Scout IQ. The person that runs that is very, very smart. Caleb Roth. He also has eFlip, which is the software where you can cop or get books online by using his software and his all of his smarts that he's put into Excel spreadsheets, into algorithms, into the databases that he has at his disposal. And I really recommend getting Scout IQ for your scanning software. If you do want to do eBay, you obviously need an eBay account. I really recommend getting a store. The smallest store, I think, starts off at $8 a month. But if you do sell anything over, you know, if you're going to list anything over 40 items a month, I really highly recommend getting a store because then you get free listings as well on top of that 40 items per month. If you are going to do garage sales, I've talked about all this stuff in a previous podcast, but I just want to reiterate it. If you are going to do garage sales, I recommend Garage Sale Finder, the app. It's on iOS and Android. It is a very good app. It has all of the destinations for all of the garage sales right on the app. You just click the little bubble or little icon for a garage sale, and you can actually navigate your way through GPS or via GPS, however you want to say it, right to that house, and you can start going garage selling that way. Stop looking at the signs and go and get more technologically advanced ways to go to garage sales, and that's the way that I do it personally. Another great thing to also look at for sourcing is going to be Facebook Marketplace. It's really underrated, and Craigslist is underrated as well. You can get some really good stuff. I recently got a $1,200 lot of ink for $60 on Facebook Marketplace. It is selling very well for me. I've sold all the really big ones, and I think I'm at right now, I grossed probably around $700-$800 so far, and I have some of the smaller items that are still on there that are going to sell eventually, but it just takes time for some of the smaller not in demand ink to sell. So those are kind of the ways that you can kind of start thinking about selling on Amazon or eBay. If you are going to do books, I also recommend a repricer. Get to Reprice It. You can go to repriceit.com, all one word, repriceit.com, and you can get the basic repricing tool there for $9.99 a month, and you can have up to 500 items on there. So you can set your rules, and it pretty much reprices for you as many times a day that you want. I have it set at 6 times a day, so I'm always very current, and ever since I've gotten that, I have realized my book sales go up drastically. So that's going to be it for this podcast. I'm going to sit down here and make some more. So be sure to be on the lookout for those. It's been a while, so I'm kind of stumbling my words here, but hopefully I brought some value to you, and hopefully that you guys can start thinking about the endless amount of opportunity that there is in this type of field. I mean, you can speed up your process by hiring people. You can speed up your process by hiring a VA. I mean, there's so many options that I haven't even done, but you can do it. I have had an employee in the past. I recently just let them go. But yeah, it's the options are endless for you. And I think I'm going to get on to another topic of where my next venture is going, because I am going to stop probably sourcing as much, and I needed a way to do that so I don't drive all over the place. But when you're first starting out, hustling and grinding and bootstrapping to drive all over the place is the best option for you. So just be motivated, be consistent in eBay and Amazon, and you will reap the benefits. So see you guys later. Stay tuned for the next podcast, and go like my Instagram channel at the Rack Runners. The Rack Runners Instagram channel, RACK_runners, RACK_runners. See you guys later, and catch you guys in the next podcast.